A few weeks ago, I was in the process of writing about dealing with fear and the unknown. Ironically, that work was interrupted when my focus shifted to historic wildfires within miles of our home. And once again, things were unknown and worrisome. There were a couple of nights where it was hard to sleep. I laid in bed and thought, here we go again, and noticed the familiar uneasy feeling. The weird thing is that I found a little comfort in knowing that I wasn't alone. Many of us are feeling varying degrees of fear or unease right now for a variety of reasons. It might be mild fear that shows up as overwhelm and trouble focusing, or it might be intense fear that makes it hard to sleep at night. So what do we do with this? Do we put off feeling good until things get better, or ignore the fear and just keep going, or try to control every aspect of the unknown so that it feels less unknown? These approaches usually create more stress, fear, and frustration. So I say we do something differently. Let's turn inward toward the fear and greet our fear with tenderness. Not trying to hustle our way out, not ignoring it, not making it wrong, because sometimes, as you well know, we can't. Where is there to go? We can't run from it. We can't hustle our way out. This reminds me of something Pema Chodron wrote in the book When Things Fall Apart. She says, sometimes we are cornered. Everything falls apart, and we run out of options for escape. At times like that, the most profound spiritual truths seem pretty straightforward and ordinary. There's nowhere to hide. Sooner or later, we understand that although we can't make fear look pretty, it will nevertheless introduce us to all the teaching we've ever heard or read. So what if, as Chodron suggests, fear became like a spiritual teacher pointing toward truths within us? That doesn't necessarily make fear or the unknown a pleasant or a desirable experience for me, but it does help me have the courage to approach my fears with a little more curiosity and kindness. So here's how this might look in practice. So you're feeling afraid. You might notice what that feels like in your body, like tightness in your chest, or maybe you notice a really busy mind or feeling like you have to go, go, go because you're overwhelmed. So pause for a second and just notice what the fear feels like and ask yourself if you can just notice the experience of fear. This isn't easy, okay? Sometimes this can take a few tries. So what I'll often do is even imagine the fear within me, like a scared animal or child that I'm witnessing within me. And that makes it easier for me to just sit there and notice what the feeling is and try to notice what the fear experience is within me. Then think of the kindest thing that you can say to that fear within you. So if you're stumped, a good place to start is to think of what you might say to a scared child and then say it to the fear within you. So if you feel that tightness in your chest, you'll be speaking to that tightness in your chest, saying those kind, kind words. So again, I get it if it seems more scary to turn toward the fear, but that's why we're using kindness and tenderness. It's so important. Kindness and tenderness might not be easy either, and that's okay. Try saying things as simple as, I know that you're afraid and it's okay. It's okay. This is scary, but it's okay. This type of language doesn't deny the fear, but it aims at soothing it. I notice that when we do this type of exercise, it's like there's a split within us. There's the scared one, and then the wise one speaking with tenderness. I so love that word, tenderness. Just the word alone seems to relax me and help me feel connected to my wise one within. I'll use that word, tenderness, as a tool to help me focus toward that wise one within. So notice too what that wise, tender voice says to you. Perhaps there's one word that sticks out that you can repeat to yourself that helps soothe you and your fears. I love that word, soothe, too. That's another good one. So single words pointing us toward the immense power of tenderness. This is the way that I invite you to greet fear if you're experiencing fear right now. Pause. Notice what you're experiencing. Reach for kindness and tenderness and point those words toward the fear within you. And keep reaching until you really feel that sensation of kindness and tenderness within you, like your fear is being soothed. And then find one word that might help you in just repeating it and pointing you toward that power of tenderness.